Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the last segment of today's Maggie Dawn show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And I wanted to talk to everybody for this last segment a little bit about why your mind changed about something really important to you. Conservative Bob on the text line says this: my big change was I used to be a Democrat until the party went crazy, and now I'm a conservative. And Bob, thanks for sharing that, because I want to use it as a jumping off point. That's actually not how people's minds change. Being fed a constant stream of rhetoric is not how someone's mind really truly changes. It can be a form of brainwashing. And maybe tomorrow I'll get a bit to what Friedrich Hayek said about that, about the fall of democracies. By the way, Friedrich Hayek, a much vaunted economist and thinker of the neoconservative and conservative movement. So I'll talk a little bit about that, but just deciding somebody else is crazy isn't really changing your mind. Being fed a constant stream of racialized hate speech isn't how your mind gets changed. Often your mind gets changed when your heart opens to other people, often through sharing directly and hearing the impacts of your beliefs on other people's lives. I call it radical empathy. And just such a thing happened very recently right here in Wisconsin. When Larry Jones went to the Wisconsin State Capitol on March 12th, he didn't know that he was going to have his heart changed and therefore his mind changed. He's an 85-year-old self-described conservative who was invited by his grandson to a public hearing on a Republican-authored bill to ban gender-affirming care in the state of Wisconsin. And I'm getting this coverage from a piece by Hallie Clayfin in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. So Mr. Jones decided to make the short drive to Milwaukee. In his conversation with reporter Clayfin for the Journal Sentinel, he said this: okay, I thought I'd go up there and listen to people moaning about some kind of problems. I'd sit for a couple hours and be long gone. Well, Mr. Jones sat for 7 hours listening to people testify for up to 2 minutes on both sides of this legislation. And after listening to what people had to say for nearly 7 hours, the 85-year-old self-described conservative, Larry Jones, signed up to speak. And this is what Mr. Jones had to say.
So, all right, Larry, the floor is yours. You got 2 minutes.
First of all, I'd like to apologize to you people. I was invited here to give my support for Bill 401. I have very little knowledge of gay people and things like that there. So when I came here, my eyes were open. I was one of the critics that sat on the side and made the decisions. There was only two genders. So I got an education that was unbelievable. And I don't know just exactly how to say this, but my perspective for people have changed. So I don't want to take up no more of your time. I'd like to apologize for being here, and I learned a very lot about this group of people. All right.
And that is how minds change, through radical empathy, through opening your heart to listen to the experiences of other people. If an 85-year-old man who decided to drive an hour and a half from Milwaukee to Madison to speak in support of a GOP-authored bill to ban gender-affirming care could spend 7 hours listening and have his mind change, I ask you, can you open your heart? Can you open your mind to other information and other experiences and genuinely listen to people? Do you have the courage to to do that and to let your mind, your heart be changed. This is the moment that we are in. To get past the rhetoric and the talking points. This is the moment, not of right and left, of right and wrong, and the right thing to do begins with the humility of the open heart. And I truly believe that each and every one of you listening has the courage, the humility, and the strength to open your heart and listen to people who have maybe had different life experiences than you have. I applaud Mr. Jones for his courage to stand up and say, I was one of the critics that sat on the side and made the decision that there were only two genders, and I'd like to apologize for being here. This is democracy, but it only works with open minds and open hearts. Let's see if we can do that this week. My name is Maggie Dawn. Thanks so much for listening. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me, but it's always better when we stand together with open minds and open hearts. Take care. Sublime.